This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. About a week ago, we heard about an incident at a new bar in downtown Austin. Members of a DJ group made up of Latina women say the bar shut down the set they'd been hired to play. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, it's also brought up a complicated issue here in Austin, and that's the city's relationship with the Latino community.
A little over a week ago, the Tulita Vinyl Club had a gig at a new bar downtown. The group describes itself as an all-girl, all-vinyl club for self-identifying women of color. They had accepted a Friday night gig at a bar called Caroline. It opened in the Aloft Hotel just the day before. The group was supposed to open and close for a band called Superfónicos. I'll let Claudia Aparicio Gamundi, one of the members of Tulita Vinyl Club, take the story from here.
So we played for 2 hours. We did a whole medley of different sounds. It went from hip hop to all the killers and the $100 billers to Motown. I don't like you, but I love you. Funk. Disco. I mean, it started building up to Superfónicos. We really love them, and so we curated the set very well as far as, like, the transition.
The band played for about an hour and a half, and then it was back to Tulita Vinyl Club.
I mean, after Superfónicos, everybody was ready to dance. Started moving tables, dancing to our music, and then that's when we started playing salsa, cumbia. I mean, there was some Selena, there was some Broad City, Latino and Proud. Say you loud, I'm Latino and Proud. There was a lot of that, so I guess they weren't expecting it for some reason. We literally had either 10 minutes or close to 10 minutes to end.
That's when a manager came up and asked, who's in charge of the music?
And I said, we all are, what's up? And then he just said, this hotel does not play Latin music, you need to shut it off.
Other members of the Tulita Vinyl Club, Jennifer Rother and Alejandra Gonzalez, say they were told the gig was over.
It happened very fast. I mean, this interaction was just like this, and I think we're all in shock. As it happened,
we were just like, what the hell is going on?
Like, you know, it was like he says we don't play Latin music, and then he like goes away.
Gonzalez says they were told, quote, the vibe was too low. She says she still isn't entirely sure what that meant. I called the general manager at Caroline, a man named David Meisner, and asked him to talk about what happened. Meisner sent a written statement. I'm going to skip to the part where he explains why they asked Tulita Vinyl Club to stop playing. He said, quote, the request was not about the genre of music. It was about tempo. But we did not communicate or handle the situation appropriately on our end, end quote. Meisner also said he's retraining his team to create a more inclusive and respectful environment. Tulita Vinyl Club's Alejandra Gonzalez and Yesenia Giron say they are not angry that the venue didn't like their music or their music's tempo, though.
We're mad because you said you don't play Latin music here and you have a Latin funk band and Tulita Vinyl Club that you booked.
Like, if it was really about the vibe, if you wanted to switch the vibe, then there were other ways that we could have been approached.
The women of Tulita Vinyl Club say they personally felt embarrassed, used, and disrespected that night. But they say the worst part is that their culture was also disrespected. Yesenia Giron and Claudia Aparicio Gamundi say in a city like Austin, where Latino culture is big business, this happens too often.
So that goes hand in hand, feeling like we're always being dismissed and our culture is always being used, but we're not being accepted.
Yeah, it's like you want your tacos and you want your expensive margaritas and mezcal, but you don't want the people that come with it.
They say this is a common sentiment among Latinos here in Austin. That's especially true in the Mexican-American community, says Dr. Laura Hernandez-Arizman. She's an assistant professor at St. Edward's University here in Austin.
There's a very long history of this problem. The appropriation of particular components of, you know, particularly Mexican-American culture and sort of commodifying them and then sort of disregarding the people themselves.
Hernandez-Arizman says that as Austin's star has continued to rise nationally and internationally even, the Latino community hasn't felt it as much.
Even though there have been a number of, you know, successful Latinx-owned restaurants, you know, taco places and things in Austin, they get sort of overshadowed.
She says there's also a lot of outsiders moving in and opening businesses that are geared mostly to wealthier white communities. Couple this with gentrification, which is forcing out a lot of minorities. And she says it's easy to see how something like what happened to the Chilita Vinyl Club hit a nerve. Hernandez-Erzman says city leaders can help ease resentment. She says there are some that want to do something, but it won't be easy.
So I think in some ways they're moving in a positive direction. But I also think that, you know, these are challenging forces to confront, you know, and the level of city government, there are only so many tools that those leaders have.
Hernandez-Erzman says she's pretty impressed with the Chulita Vinyl Club, and she's happy what happened is getting so much attention. Like she said, it's not a new problem, but the fact that this group of women stood up and said something is progress. Yesenia Giron from Chulita Vinyl Club hopes it sends a message.
And that it also encourages other people to speak out against things of this nature, because so many times we grow accustomed to it and we don't say anything, but I think we should say something.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
In authentic Latin beat.